There's lots of sports to watch this holiday week, the World Cup, the NFL, but if you happen to be in Newton, North Carolina, you can check out the year's biggest matches in a 5,000-year-old sport called Tulu. It's popularly played by members of the Hmong diaspora. It's a little like bowling mixed with baseball, but it involves spinning tops and long sticks, and Mallory Cheng of member station WUWM in Milwaukee does a much better job explaining it.
It's late in the game. Ku Lee has to knock down a full row of Tulu, or his team loses. It all comes down to this. And he gets it. It's a great day for Lee. He's been playing the sport for over 20 years, and sometimes you aren't as lucky as Lee, and you gotta manage the heartbreak of hitting the dirt. Tulu generally translates to spin top. Players use a wooden stick or the end of a golf club that is about 2 feet long with a nylon fishing line attached at the end. And that string is wrapped around a large spinning top. Two teams with 6 players compete for 8 rounds to try to hit each other's spinning top. And with each round, the tops are moved farther and farther away from the starting point. And by round 3, the Tulu sits still lined up together.
In Milwaukee, we play around 14 teams. So you're talking about like around 8,200 people participate on a big event.
Tulu players as young as 13 and as old as 80 compete in tournaments that happen all year round in places with large Hmong populations like Oshkosh, Wisconsin, to right outside of Tulsa, Oklahoma, to larger cities like Minneapolis and Denver. There are permanent Tulu courts. And with a growing Hmong population in Milwaukee's Silver Spring neighborhood, the local park will be building permanent courts in the upcoming year.
I'm pretty excited because I see videos on YouTube and Minnesota has 2 of those and then Colorado has 1 too. And I know there's players in Milwaukee, Wisconsin too. And it kind of makes me like, why not us?
Solomon Zhang is in his early 20s and got into the game early in his life.
Every weekend, every day, whenever my dad was free or he didn't go to work, we just come with him and then we meet all our awesome friends here.
Ultimately, Lee hopes that the new courts will spread the community's love of Tulu.
It becomes your daily life, you know. You can go to work, you come back home, you eat a little bit. Sometimes you take the kids, sometimes you just go and play Tulu. So it becomes a real life for me. Tulu is another sport that is new to the community. So welcome everybody. We don't pick color, we don't pick race. Everybody come and play.
Carmen Playfield is set to open in spring of 2023, and the Tulu players will definitely be out there with their stick and top. For NPR News, I'm Mallory Chang in Milwaukee.